how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. Forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. I wanna know how forever feels.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 104 people have died in Central Texas flooding, but 20 more, including 10 girls from that summer camp in Kerrville, Texas, are still missing. As a search goes on for possible survivors and the bodies of those unaccounted for, ABC's Matt Gutman says there are so many questions about whether earlier warnings would have saved lives.
And with so many now wondering if a better warning system could have been used, Texas's lieutenant governor now saying that sirens might have made the difference, might have saved lives. He's saying going forward, the state will pay for them.
President Trump plans to visit the region on Friday. The White House sending letters letting Japan and South Korea know the new tariff deadline is August 1st, 25% tariffs for them from July 9th, which would have been this week. The TSA getting ready to end the policy of making people take their shoes off to fly, the policy first put in place in 2006 after a man tried to carry a bomb in his shoe and detonated on board a flight. This is ABC News. There are more talks scheduled for today in Philadelphia, where 9,000 city workers remain off the job, including trash collectors. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
The strike by Philadelphia's blue-collar workers is now into its second week. The workers' union and city representatives are expected to resume contract negotiations today. The city is reminding citizens that trash collection sites should be used for residential trash only. Health experts are warning the growing piles of waste are a health risk.
Now tell that to the people who live near those trash drop-off sites. People like Rich Kirshner say it's time to end this thing.
Yeah, I just wish that the city and the union could get together and get this solved. It's the worst time of the year. Got trash sitting out on the curb rotting.
Amazon Prime Day used to be just that day. Starting at 3:01 a.m. this morning, we're now in Prime Days. Amazon says it'll extend the sales till Friday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two people are dead and a third is injured in an incident in rural Portage County. Mike Leishner has more.
It started with a well-being check on a home in the town of New Hope, located between Stevens Point and Iola, on Sunday. Officers found two deceased with gunshot wounds, and a third person was shot and injured when they approached officers with a weapon. That person has been hospitalized, and the officer who fired has been placed on administrative leave. Names of those involved have not been released.
Homes of some of the University of Wisconsin regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that at least four homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways read, "Regents are complicit in genocide" and "UW blood on your hands." Madison Police Sergeant Matthew Baker says the properties were also splashed with fake blood and had letters taped to the doors. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
Rec land is basically defined by kind of being out in the country, and it can be used for all sorts of things. They're going to be larger parcels over like 10 acres. You can even have some smaller parcels as well. It kind of depends on what you want to do with it. Rec land can be used for obviously recreation, hunting, ATVing, camping, things like that. Sometimes it can have maybe a three-season cabin, some type of a cabin or a barn or a shed on it, but generally not in the city, something that you would probably go like on vacation. If you do find a good piece of land out there that you really fall in love with, it probably somebody else has fallen in love with it, so you want to be the most prepared to put yourself in the best position to be able to purchase that land. That would kind of be the number one step, is just to make sure you have that approval in your back pocket.
Listen to the full podcast at compeerhome.com/homesweethome.
The Gilmanton Community Club invites you to the 79th annual Gilmanton Free Fair this weekend. There'll be live music with the Bear Creek Band Friday from 8 to midnight, the Bennett Valley Gray Band Saturday from 8 to midnight, and on Sunday, the Ya-Ya Boys perform from 2 to 5 p.m. Enjoy a big city carnival without the lines, and don't forget the great fair food. It's Wisconsin's biggest little fair, the Gilmanton Free Fair, this weekend in Gilmanton.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Early clouds, then mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday, high around 80. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Totally wrapped. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Jack Dickman, and he is with the Gilmanton Community Club. We're going to talk about the 79th annual Gilmanton Free Fair going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Jack, thanks for joining us this morning. This is something the Community Club obviously has been doing for 79 years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And it's a tradition just keeps going. It's one of the longest running festivals in the area. And it just keeps getting better every year.
And with it being the Gilmanton Free Fair, admission is absolutely free.
Absolutely. The admission of all the events are free. We have so many different events. I'm going to try and get through as many as I can with you while we're on the interview here. But we have so many things going on that if you come in either on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, there's always something to do for adults and kids.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music first as we're talking with Jack Dickman with the Gilmanton Community Club, the Gilmanton Free Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's talk music. We start off with a well-known local band on Friday night. So tell us about all the music.
Okay, well, Friday night, we're keeping things somewhat local this year, except for Sunday, but on coming on Friday night, the ever-popular Bear Creek Band. We haven't had them for quite a few years, and they were available this year, so they'll be playing in our beer garden Friday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Always a local favorite, and they really bring in the people and do a fine, fine job. Danny Callen has always been a great supporter of the Gilmanton Fair, and he's able to return this year with his band. And then on Saturday night, we have our local favorite, Bennett Valley Gray Band, right here from Gilmanton. And last year, they were supposed to play on Saturday night, but then the storm went through, and we had quite a storm, and we had to shut the beer stand down, and they were unable to play last year. So they cleared up their schedule and are available this year on Saturday night. And again, we'll be playing from 8 o'clock until midnight on Saturday night in the beer stand also. And then on Sunday, we have the Yaya Boys coming to play. It is a national touring duo that have been playing all around the Midwest, and they are really something to see. They've got a lot of talent. We were able to have them free up their schedule so that they could come into our fair, and that'll be Sunday afternoon in the beer stand, and that'll be from 2 to 5. If you've never seen them before, you're going to be in for a real treat. They play everything from Stevie Ray Vaughan to Waylon Jennings and everything in between. So we have some great, great music in the beer stand all weekend long.
Talking with Jack Dickman with the Gilmanton Community Club. The Gilmanton Free Fair is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Gilmanton. You know what? Might be a small fair, but you got a big city carnival. Tell us about the carnival.
Yes, we are very fortunate. A lot of town fairs and stuff have been unable to attract carnivals or have been trying to work around them, but we got K&M Rides and Amusements have been coming now for probably close to 10 years, and they put us on their schedule. We may be a small town, but they love coming. They do real well at our festivities. We do have advanced ride tickets are for sale in advance at some of the local businesses. And then they also have their armband days that they have, wristband days, I guess they call them. And that'll be Friday from 6 to 10 p.m., Saturday from 1 to 5, Sunday from 12 to 4. So it's not one of these things that you have to wait a long line for rides because it's just a small community with a very, very nice carnival. We have a lot of people come and take advantage of the carnival rides.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot, Jack. What's your favorite ride?
Well, at my age, I just like to sit and watch. I have grandkids. But when I was younger, it was always the Ferris wheel. I always like getting up in the air and taking a look around.
All right.
But I don't go on them anymore now, and a lot of them are just a little bit too fast for me.
Yeah, I'm in your boat. I'll sit and watch from a safe distance. Wow, those kids are really whipping that tilt-a-whirl around. Look at them go. You bet. Now, with the carnival, though, we also have some great fair food, too.
Oh, you bet. The carnival brings all the fair food that is imaginable. You know, the corn dogs, everything to do with carnival food. But we also have our Eat Stand, and in there we have brats, hot dogs, and our famous charcoal chicken that we've been serving for the 79 years also. And there are people that come just for that. And we serve, we have probably somewhere 4.5 ton of chicken that we fry up over the 3 days. And like I said, if you've never had the Gilmanton free fair charcoal chicken, you're in for a real treat, because we have people brag about it and everything. It's some of the best in the area. There's a special recipe that we have the workers use, and it's really a very, very popular item. Everybody talks about the food at the Gilmanton Fair.
I suppose if you give me the recipe, then you're going to stick me on the tilt-a-whirl until I'm not able to ever repeat it again.
Exactly that, and we'll put a malt in you ahead of time, because we have a malt stand that's run by a high school group. So, yeah, get a malt in you, and then get on the tilt.
Oh boy, that's there'll be chicken dinners. Looks like on Friday, also on Saturday or on Sunday rather as well. Friday starts at noon and Sunday at 11. Also, it's not a fair if there's not a tractor pull, and we have a tractor pull.
Yes, we do. We have had the tractor pull not for 79 years, but it's been probably 50 to 60 years. And we started at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and it gets done in the early evening. We used to have it in the afternoon and evening, and it just got to be so long because we have so many tractors that we now do it just starting at 2 o'clock. We just run all the tractors through and put on by one of our club members who does an excellent job recruiting tractors coming in and everything. And again, it's one of these things that you don't really see a lot anymore now. But by gosh, they turn out for the Gilmanton Fair tractor pull. And again, that's a Saturday at 2 o'clock that they'll be doing that.
And I'm betting you're going to have all the different classes. Do you let the area farmers bring their farm tractors in for the grudge match for the tractor pull?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. a lot of local farmers bring their tractors in for bragging rights or whatever. Then we have some that bring in their tractors that I'm not sure they do much other than maybe go to some polls, because I'd love to see some of those try and run a rake or a bale, or I don't know if it would work for that.
No, I've been to enough of those tractor polls down in Toma when I worked in Toma, and no, I don't think they'd work too well, but they're good at pulling, but that ought to be fun. Now, we also have a parade as well. Tell us about the parade.
Correct. Now, on Sunday, we have the parade at 1 o'clock, but prior to the parade, we have something that's a little bit unique I'll just touch on briefly. Starting at 11 o'clock in the beer stand, we open up the beer stand for beer sales, obviously, but we have a wine day. So we have Bloody Mary wines that we serve up in the beer stand, and that starts at 11 a.m. So if you want to get a little bit more in the mood for the parade, that starts at 1 o'clock. So it's kind of combined together with that. And the parade, again, we'll start at 1 o'clock. It's a very nice parade. We'll have a lot of different local things in the parade, but we'll have some things from out of the area in and whatever. And it's a very nice start to Sunday Fun Day, which we have numerous other things. Once the parade is done, which the parade runs about 45 minutes, that's where we have the Ya-Ya Boys coming in and going to start to play from 2 to 5. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be having our raffle. And after that, we'll be having our wood carving auction. And so it's Sunday is fun day. Sunday has got to be one of the biggest days of the fair. It's a very, very popular day to come down and spend the whole day.
Talking with Jack Dickman, he's with the Gilmanton Community Club, the Gilmanton Free Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Gilmanton. And Jack, it's a free fair, But this is also a fundraiser as well for the Gilmanton Community Club. And tell us what's some of the things that the club does to help out the Gilmanton community.
Okay, we give, with the funds, we give some donations to local fire department, local ambulance service, local first responders, a lot of things to do with the high school, the basketball team, volleyball teams. And then obviously some of the things were that people run into a hardship, some local people that maybe lose a home to a fire or things like that there. We're giving a lot of funds away to a lot of local people, local organizations, and requests from anybody that comes in and points things out. So all our money goes back out into the area. We don't say community, we say the area, because we do more as much outside the area as we do just locally also. So yeah, it is a fundraiser for the community club, and it costs money to put on the fair. You know, we have a 4-H, it's part of 4-H, is at the fair, so there are some judging going on and things, and we put on the event, and so there's a lot of people and organizations that benefit from our good deeds.
It's the Gilmanton Free Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Gilmanton. If you get a chance, go on out and check it out. And, you know, the tractor pull, the chicken dinners, and all the live music, and a whole lot more. Again, with the Gilmanton Free Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Attention taxpayers. If you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has greenlighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Pro USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-411-2216. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Pro USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-411-2216. 800-411-2216. That's 800-411-2216.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
And good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM.
WRDN.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, every night feeling. Rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like you don't understand. We're as done as we've ever been. Wish I never felt it, nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn, this hard. Damn, this hard. It's beating me black and blue. Like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard.
Kent's in this heart. It's Dave. Happy Tuesday as we continue on here with more country next. Alan Jackson, Sammy Kershaw, and Jordan Davis all coming up.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Mixed action to start in the markets. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Well, we see a little bit of early pressure again in the grains and oil seeds with a lack of a bullish story to drive this market trade here as we kick things off on Tuesday. U.S. winter wheat harvest continuing to weigh on wheat prices along with stiff export market competition. While we see continued good ratings on the crop progress support, keeping the pressure on corn and soybeans. Corn rated 74% good to excellent as of Sunday, up a point from last week. Soybeans condition 66% good to excellent nationwide as of Sunday.
Dollar index posted its highest close in eight sessions Monday, set back a bit overnight, but it is now slightly stronger here as we kick off trade on this Tuesday. Not a lot of fresh news for these markets, at least on the bullish side. Weather continues to remain a non-threatening factor. The big net short position held by large speculators is creating a potential for a strong short covering rally, though, to occur at any time, especially in this corn market, as the large spec net short position in corn futures and options is the largest since last year at this time. You're listening to the American Ag Network.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
In early trade, December corn down 4, 4.16 3/4. November beans down 5 1/4, 10.15 1/2. September Chicago wheat 4 1/2 lower, 5.44. September Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4, 5.21 3/4. Spring wheat September down 6 at 6.31 1/4. August live cattle up 62, 2.16.52. August feeders up 97, 3.14.70. July lean hogs up 25 at 107.20. Crude oil down 27 cents a barrel, 67.66. That's a check of the opening markets on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Early clouds, then mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday, high around 80. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, 2 hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me. Say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and a pretty red neck. Mm-hmm.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need 3 or 4 more, baby, if I'm moving on. Bar none. Me and this bar, me and this bar none. Yeah, me and them bottles up on that shelf. Never had a problem getting over anyone else. Lowest low I ever had right now. Been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up a broken heart does. Gonna need 3 or 4 more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. It's say you and your memory won. Me and this bar none. Me and this bar, me and this bar none. Me and this bar, me and this bar none.
Davis in Bar None. Well, having friends doesn't just make us happy. Those relationships can be as essential to our health, well-being, and longevity as diet and exercise, studies show. According to the research, having 3 to 5 close friends is ideal. And there are 5 types of friendships we all need. These include lifelong friends, close friends, friends of convenience, work friends, and same chapter of life friends.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the Line of Cougar Main Stage brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. Wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on 4-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Change a tire on the side of a road.
Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay when it's tough, how to know you're messing up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late. And yeah, I know a boy who gave up and got it wrong. If you're in love with a woman, you don't let her go. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. If I can't have it, I can do without. I can hang a picture same as I can take it down. And how to keep it hidden when a heart gets broke. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay when it's tough, how to know you're messing up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late. And yeah,
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDA.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad come heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor. She'd